Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is also my dear friend, State Trooper Steve Lamani. And he, for the last 15 years, has run a wonderful Shop with a Cop program that has done so much for our community and so much for children in need. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's super exciting to be with you always, right? And but I didn't realize until you said 15, holy cow. I'm old.
No, you're not old, but let's go back to the beginning. Okay. Let's go back. So you were a state trooper a few years in another barracks, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you got moved to Greensburg.
Yes.
Okay. And that's because you applied for the position of a spokesperson.
Yeah. There was a job that opened up to be involved in community service and be basically a public relations officer for the state police. I was very fortunate enough that they chose me to be a part of that. And one of the things that I was really looking forward to was trying to get back to the community. And I didn't know what capacity at the time. I just knew that I wanted to help. I grew up very poor and had law enforcement around me because I lived in a trailer park, and not to, you know, pick on certain demographics, but unfortunately, we probably spend more time in lower income areas. And I used to look up to those guys. And being a police officer and being in a lot of those demographics, I wanted to be able to spend some time with the kids outside of being a police officer and whatever it was that took place, whether it was a domestic, some type of drug incident, indecent sexual contact. And the thing is, as I moved through my state police career, I realized it could happen in any community, not just those ones.
Well, in the, getting back to your point about building a relationship between police and people who are victims of crimes, yeah, or caught up, I guess, collateral damage of, sure, you know, of crimes, you know, that's 15 years ago, that was even a priority. That's not just now, but even then we were starting to realize as a society the importance of building that relationship.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most important things I feel like about the program. There's a couple of things I'm really proud of. One, we started this type of community policing or community engagement, however you want to say it. We've started this 15 years ago, not recently because of some incident that may have took place. We've been doing this in our local community for a long time. And the other things I'm really super happy about is, you know, all the money, if somebody gives me a dollar, the dollar goes towards...
Right. There's no overhead.
No.
Right. There's no overhead. There's no staff. There's no one.
Right. I'm the staff.
Right. You are the staff.
Yeah, yes. Right.
And so, so it became that you are, you're a young trooper, you get this position, you're seeing these children, suffer.
Sure.
And you're trying to find a way to help them. So how did the idea to take them shopping at Christmas even come about?
Unfortunately, my brain is always thinking, and I brainstorm different ideas all the time. And I would see different events where people would buy some type of mystery gift, or they would pin something to a tree or help out a family. And one of the things I thought would be really important is take the kids shopping, you know, and can we take the kids shopping? And I had to jump through a couple hoops with the department because we can't put kids in cars necessarily. I can get exemptions to do that, which I have in the past. But can we physically take them shopping? And the bond of taking the kids shopping to me and watching the police officer, by the way, it's pretty cool. Watching the gentle giant take this little girl's hand and hold her hand as they walk through the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have this mountain of a man or some of our great shape females that are out there, mm-hmm, taking these kids and watching the little girl boss them around, mm-hmm, in the aisles. So it that was to me, and we're spending time with the kids outside of the crime that took place, outside of their horrible incident that they were a part of. And we're getting to all hang out and be normal people, right? Just that are shopping for stuff.
Yeah, but once again, you go back to building that relationship, yeah, and seeing a police officer as a human being and someone who cares, not just someone there who's there to break up a fight or, yes, you know, get involved illegally. And then I think the other thing about taking them shopping, I think there is a psychological impact of giving them a little bit of control.
Yeah.
Here's your budget.
Yeah.
And then you control how you spend that.
Yes. And they are in control. I've literally watched guys trying to like get their notepads to keep track of how much they're spending. And sometimes they're shuffling items to put back in the cart. It's awesome. And what's probably the best part about it is watching them buy stuff for other people.
You've said that a lot over the years, that they normally don't even spend this on themselves.
Yeah. Lots of kids. It's amazing how many children will literally be like, okay, what, how much is left? You know, and they're like, well, there's $12. Like, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll get a stuffed animal for myself, or that's all I have left. And it's amazing that they're willing to sacrifice the $150. And a lot of times, I'm not going to lie to you, we let those kids maybe spend a little bit more, because we understand that they, you know, they donated almost all their money to other people that impacted their lives. And it's great. One of the, not to always tell stories, that reminds me of this 15-year thing, is that I was roaming through the State Police Academy. Well, I was there for a class, but I was at the State Police Academy about 6 months ago. And there was a young guy that grabs me in the hall. It's, you know, you wear like a Dickies uniform when you're in there, right? Sure. And they take your tie and you stick it sideways into your shirt. So I was easy to tell he was, you know, in the academy. And, you know, he calls me Trooper Lamani, and I'm like, I don't know this gentleman at all. And he's going to stop. I'm like, yeah, well, how's everything going? He's like, good. He's like, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, you took me shopping back in whatever. And I was like, yeah, I was like, wait, I'm like, wait, what? He's like, oh yeah, you took me shopping down in the Mount Pleasant Walmart. You know, I don't even know when he's telling me this, right? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, you're in the academy? Obviously, right? It's the dumbest question I could probably ask somebody. He's like, oh yeah, it's going great. You know, I'm like a month away from graduating. I just want to tell you, you know, you weren't physically the one that took me, but the trooper that did take me walked me over, and he ended up saying, hey, say thank you to this guy. He's the one that paid for everything today. And he's like, we took a picture. He's like, so there's a picture of us as, you know, I'm like, I'll be damned. I'm like, how did this, like, I can't, you know, I was like flabbergasted. And then the kid's like, okay, thanks. And, you know, walks away. So like,
and you're stunned.
Yeah.
You don't know what to say. Yeah, you're doing the math in your head. This kid has to be at least 22 minus 10 minus. Yeah, it's about right.
Yeah.
It's about right.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there saying to myself, holy crap. Well, two things, right? Obviously, it was one of the greatest feelings ever that I got to think one of my kids, and it's not my kids, but, you know, one of the kids that was a part of the program is now literally going through the same stuff I did at the State Police Academy. And he said he was so impacted by, like, it was great having the trooper and all that stuff. And then I thought to myself, darn it, am I old? You know what I mean? Like, I did the same thing again. I'm like, wow. You know, so it was great. It's great to see some of our kids. I'll have kids stop me just randomly. I'll be out at the mall, or I'll be somewhere, and they'll be like, hey, yeah, you know, I got to go shopping. So there's a couple things that are new on the horizon, I think, that I'm working on the shopping program to try and expand it to make us even better and to do some things that I think are going to be new and innovative. And I look forward to trying implementing them throughout our community.
Well, I mean, let's talk about them. Okay. So what are your big plans? Are we breaking news right here?
Yeah, it is going to be breaking news, actually, because I just got the phone call 2 days ago that it looks like they're on board. And when I say they, it's going to be Macy's, and they're going to be on board with helping something that I didn't understand until I watched my kids go through it, and it had a little bit of a flashback. So when you see the prom and these major type of events where a kid for the first time may have to dress up or go on this event, and they do these, we'll call it a walk or the grand march or whatever it is you're calling it. And we didn't do that back in my day. And if I did have to do that, I would have been wearing the Dickie pants or whatever I could have gotten from Goodwill. And I would have had to stand up there with all of the other kids that are affluent and had somebody that took care of their clothing and, like, you know, not knowing how to tie a tie, not knowing how to dress appropriately, or even having the money to even buy a nice shirt to do something like that. And I thought, you know, why can't we help that? And these kids are now being paraded. And I know the school's doing it for the right reason, right? They're doing it. They're not doing it to make a kid feel, but I would be that kid that would feel like crap standing next to the person in their little tux. When I had no money.
That's amazing.
So I thought, why can't we work together with Macy's and tack on to, and I haven't even gone to the school districts yet, but I was planning on when school starts, you know, hey, I'm going to go in there. I have this thing I'd like to do, and see if we can't work together between the shopping program, between Macy's kicking in money. And then even if we do some kind of fundraisers within the school to have maybe a private donor or somebody that says, hey, $100 will be matched by Macy's, and now we're going to sponsor that child to get an outfit so they can feel just as confident, feel great about themselves, And if they don't, if it's obviously you're talking about seniors, if they don't grow too quickly, hopefully they have maybe their first outfit to wear to a job interview.
Right.
And we're able to, you know, so they got a nice little suit that they were able to wear and feel good about that. Now they'll be able to have that for a job interview in the future. So I sat down with the Macy's and they're like, hey, what do you want? What can we do? And I told them the shopping program is great. We have Christmas covered. Let's talk about other things I've thought about and as I've walked through things.
Well, I like that too, because it's sort of the off season, because prom would be the total opposite of Christmas, right? Yes. But yet prom is no less expensive than a Christmas, you know, in most families. I mean, by the time you buy the ticket and then, you know, have to, as you said, put together these outfits and things like that. That's tremendous. So this really came out of you watching your own kids watching your own kids go to prom, and you paid the bill.
Correct. Yes, I paid the bill. And then I saw other kids walk across the stage. And I thought, and I could almost see their heads down and their eyes not making contact with the audience as they're wearing clothes that maybe made them feel less important or less have less self-confidence. I don't know if that's the correct word, but I could have envisioned if I was had to parade, I could envision myself having some of those same experiences. Mm-hmm. Cause finally I was in a tough, we grew up very, very poor, and you know, we had to work for everything we had, and I've had a job all my life, and maybe these kids are trying to work through school and do things, and you know, they can't, it's a lot of money to buy clothing and things like that. So
yay for Macy's, huh?
So we sat down and talked about it.
How'd you make that inroad? That's amazing.
It's luck, right? I'm just a very lucky human being.
I don't know about luck, but that's exciting. So the process then will be is you'll contact, maybe you'll start with 6 or 7 school districts, correct, and you'll say, give me a list of 4 or 5 names and I'll see what I can do.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would like to see if the school would incorporate, and if they're identifying these kids, would they be willing to participate in a fundraiser? I have no problem being at it or mm-hmm. doing things to try or even having a, what do you want to call it? A phantom dresser or a, mm-hmm. we come up with some catchy phrase where you could be an anonymous dresser. And I'm sure mm-hmm. you'll call me probably like later today and you'll be like, I have this great idea. This is what you can call it. Cause you're so great at doing this type of stuff. But so I don't know what we want to call it, but I think we can come up with something very creative to make these kids feel awesome and get people in the community to be like, you know what? I get it. You know, I was that kid, or maybe just somebody just cares enough and say, I would love to give $200 to have a person be able to have their first suit, get dressed and go to the prom and look great, or buy a dress or help them with a little bit of makeup, right? Makeup, Macy's has the makeup center for hair and all that stuff that they're more than happy. We talked about all the whole process.
Well, and really that's good promotion for Macy's too,
sure,
because now that you're telling me this, I want to go right there and, you know, and patronize them because they're, you know, they're willing to step up and do something like that. I mean, even if it starts small, I think that's something that could really catch fire.
I think so too. I'm glad you said that. And, you know, Macy's reached out to me. So that's why I always feel good when somebody calls me. They made the initial conversation and they did help me. It was about a year ago. They helped me with some like back to school stuff, issues that were brought to my attention. And we were able to help outfit a few children over at their store. But I feel like this is something that can grow legs and will help a lot of these just, you know, I see it helping hundreds and hundreds of kids each year. Like, I really feel like it can, if we do it right.
I always think about, you know, kind of growing up younger in a corporate world, what they call disruptive innovation. You know, you can't keep things the same every yes. year.
Yeah.
You have to innovate, you know, even a charity of your size has to innovate
yeah.
and then look for the next problem to fix, right? And that's exactly what you're doing. I love it. You're innovating this and you're moving it to the next direction. So will we be getting communication at the golf outing about this?
Yes. So that's a great question. So the golf outing is coming up September 11th.
Okay.
That's one of our biggest, it's probably our biggest fundraiser. And I should, everything, school starts, what, end of mm-hmm. August. Mm-hmm. So I was going to give them like the first week off of Steve Lamonti, so they're not having me in their face. And then after they get their first week of being settled in, they're going to get bombarded with, hey, this is what I want to do. And I really plan on trying to get to this like a superintendent's meeting where they're all there because they have group. Yes, mm-hmm. they have group meetings. And if I just get one person in the room, 2 people, 3 people that say yes, how do the other people say, well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to help out kids in our program. Right. So like I'll strike while the iron's hot in front of a group of people and get them all on board. And I'm sure we can all come up with some innovative way, or maybe it's a competition even. Hey, can you get, when you do your wear your pajamas to school for a dollar day,
There you go.
How many kids wore pajamas to school and paid the $1 to do that, right? So now all of a sudden we're able to raise, you know, just from that, maybe you can get $1,000 or there are 1,000 between.
With very little effort or work or distribution or anything like that. So
right.
I feel like you have it all figured out. So well, I don't know.
I always have it figured out until I don't. If I found that over the years, I'm like, this is a great idea. And then I try to put it to the test. And some of my ideas end up being a flop.
Trooper Steve Lamani is our guest today on Westmoreland Community Connections. He's talking about the innovations with the Shop with a Cop program that is entering its 15th season. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy, and I'm here today with Trooper Steve Lamani, who's talking about the Shop with a Cop program. Hundreds of thousands of dollars raised and distributed for children in need at Christmas time. How do you find these children?
It's a great question. So to try and identify children and make sure that we didn't miss kids, because I hate saying you meet a kid that would be benefit from the program in February, and then you don't have a chance to run across that child again. We created a business card. And on the business card, it has our logo and it says, we'd like you to participate in the Shop of the Cop program. Contact us at the information on the back of the card. And then
That's up to the families or the parents or
the police officer.
The police officer makes the recommendation.
Yes, the police officer has that business card. They go right. And on the back, it has officer, incident number, and phone number so that you can write down, you know, this is the incident number. So God forbid you went to a fatal crash or a bad crash and there was kids there and you met the kids and, you know, they're going to the ambulance. And then I would stop and visit the kids a lot of times that were in a bad crash just to see them at the hospital. And I give them the business card, right? Here, give me a phone call. I want to take you Christmas shopping. So now the child or the family has the business card. Right? So now I get a phone call. I get a message from the family. Hey, we'd love to, you gave us this card. Absolutely. We can't wait to take you shopping. I would say close to half of our children are from direct contact with police.
Well, that's the way you want it, though. Yes. That's the whole point.
Yes.
Was for them to feel like they also have some power to assist in a terrible situation.
Yes. And they're given this card like, here, thank you. I want to take you. Mm-hmm. And you're giving them something that's positive in a negative situation. Oh my God, I get to do Christmas shopping with you? Yes, we're going to have fun. And by the way, we have a photo booth there now. And we're going to take funny photographs in, you know, police officers with elf hats. Which
you actually own the photograph booth right now so that you have it. Well, and that's smart because you're thinking I'm going to pay to rent this every year and I want to save the organization money. Yes, so, you exactly know, this is my investment. So someday after you retire, you'll be running out.
I'll be like, okay, well, how can I make Chop and Cop money with this photo? Right.
You'll be running it out and working on that. That's phenomenal.
So that's how we get the majority of them. And then we'll get another clump of kids, for lack of better terms, from Children Youth Services, Westmoreland Community Action. They work with a lot of people that are struggling.
Even the schools, right? The
school, right? Super. So now we'll reach out. We'll talk to the guidance counselors at the schools, and we'll tell them kind of what we have left over and where these kids fit in. And then next thing you know, we're taking, you know, 300, 400, 500 kids shopping, depending on the year and the need.
And that's all with Walmart, right?
All with Walmart.
They've been a great partner for you for 15 years.
A home run. They basically funded the program the first year entirely.
Right. So you didn't have any money to take.
I was broke. I was 100% broke. The money that I got was theirs. Then on top of that, they give the children winter clothing. So some type of combination of jackets, gloves, boots, and hats. They provide the kids. And they donate probably somewhere in that 10 to 20 grand range just in grant money that I'll collect during the year. And then you will see them. They'll all be up at the golf outing on September 11th at Champion Lakes this September 11th. If you want to come, we still have some openings. So
I'll be there.
So I look
fill out my paperwork.
That's right. I look forward to it. So they'll be up at Champion Lakes and they basically together with myself and like my real close staff members, they'll run the golf outing and they write a grant for that as a part of giving back to the community by going out and actually working an event.
Yeah. That's a tremendous partnership. I mean, you got to get in with someone like that to really help this be successful.
I was shocked. They give away $1 million a day. I had no clue. I'm just a small blimp. And the fact that they think of me and then the program and all the kids that they're helping, It's great. They have stuff for the kids when we go there. There'll be snacks and goodies, and sometimes they have lunch laid out. They'll have a Santa Claus once in a while roaming around. It's great. Their hospitality has been amazing. They close down usually, but we go to the lawn and garden section, and basically like that's our space to set up like our home base when we're there. So they've been great, and I'm a very lucky human being to have them in my corner.
Let's talk about strategy for a minute, because you know you're not going to be able to do this forever, right? And so you're trying to amass enough to make this program self-sustaining. If you can create some kind of endowment where you know the margin is given out every year for shopping, I mean that's really your goal. But let's talk honestly about finances. If someone is listening, this is the year to donate.
Yeah. So if you've listened to the 15 years and you figure how long I've been in the state police, like technically I could retire at the end of the year. And Westmoreland Community Action has been a great partner for helping me when it comes to the accounting aspect of this. I was told if I raise enough money, then I'll be able to stick it in an endowment. And there's a chance that the program will go on in perpetuity. And we don't have to worry about it. One of the things that I've had a conversation with the people within the higher ranking structure of the state police, there's a really good chance they don't replace me when I retire from the state police, that they're going to only have one person that runs the 5-county region. And there's a person up in Indiana and he'll just inherit the job and he's going to be overwhelmed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We need manpower on the road. And that's one of the things that's concerning. So, you know, whether that comes to fruition or not, I don't know. But you're talking about the fact that I might not be here in 6 months. And I really want to make one great final push financially between the golf outing. We have an ugly sweater party coming up in December. And we do a yard sign campaign, which really saved Christmas a few years ago when COVID hit. So those are our last three real campaigns to push financially.
Because, like you said, you need not only the $50,000 you would normally raise to distribute, correct, you need another $50,000 on top of that this year. To create a perpetual
to create the buffer where somebody else is going to be able to not have to worry about raising the money, and the money's there, and the community, the shopping program won't disappear. I don't know if it should be called Shop with a Retired Cop, right? I don't know if we want to go that route, but at some point in time, I know I'm not going to be lucky enough to be on this earth, and it needs to be. I feel like a current police officer needs to be the one in running the show. And you know, I want to see that it go on in forever. And I think that if we could just raise a little bit of extra money this year, maybe I could work a little harder somehow and create.
I don't know if that's possible. You're working pretty hard to begin with. And then you're starting this new initiative, which is great, but maybe Macy's will take that on.
Oh, I'm hoping that, and I'm hoping the schools take ownership. Mm-hmm. When they see the kids, everyone's dressed the way they want to, and they're feeling great about themselves. I think they'll see like, oh, wow, this was a gap that we had missing. And we're lucky that somebody saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, and a rich person's not going to really, I shouldn't say a rich person wouldn't notice, but you don't know until you walk in those shoes and, you know, walking in those shoes. And I didn't have to do what they're doing, mm-hmm. you know, so like I would have been mortified to walk out there in the clothes that I wore. Mm-hmm. Nothing fit. I mean, I looked like it was like 135 pounds. And I had like large this and, you know, pants. I like the belt loop. I tend to take it. It's amazing how you can be innovative, take pants and try and tighten them around your waist when you're a skinny little son of a gun. But yeah, that's what I had to do. I look like a rapper. Some of these rappers look like with these puffy pants. That's what I look like. And they were just normal pants. But I just that's what I was able to get to wear. To wear dress clothes.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is such a great story. And so let's talk about the golf outing that's coming up on September 11th. You always have it, what, the Monday?
Yep.
The second Monday after Labor Day. We're the Monday after Labor Day. Yeah. That's when you're, and Champion Lakes has been a wonderful partner to you for years and years and years. They just let you take that place over, don't they?
We ransack the place. Yeah. They're funny. I'll have people ask me like, well, is it almost filled up? I'm like, what do you mean? There's no such thing. You know, and they'll call me. They'll be like, you have down here that you need this many carts. That's like 220 golfers. You know, they're like, normally like 136 is the max to put on thing. I'm like, oh, no. I said, this is no problem. I got 220 golfers for sure. Plus, I need a couple extra carts for the people running beverages. You know, I got to run out and get pictures. And they're like, how the heck do they, all these people, and you know what? They come every year. And it's basically, I have people that I, because I make the playing groups 8. two foursomes mm-hmm. play at the exact same time. And I have people that literally met at the golf tournament because I teamed them up 14 years ago. And every darn year, they like, hey, they haven't seen each other for a year. But you know what? They go out and they go out on Champion Lakes. I put them out together. They laugh and giggle like schoolgirls, and I just run around and take pictures with them. And they look forward to every single year meeting those same peoples and having those relationships. And it just blows my mind. I'm like, you met at the golf thing. And when they're done, I always tell them, well, that was like the fastest 6 hour round of golf you ever played, right? Because you're with your new friends, you have friends you haven't seen for a while, or new friends that I teamed you up with. And you know, it just kind of plots itself around.
Where can you find the registration information?
Yeah, so we have registration information on our website, which is westmorelandshopatthecop.org.
Okay.
You know, they can call me at the barracks if they want. They can email me. I'm checking the emails fairly consistently. My email address is my first initial, which is S, and then my last name, which is tough to spell, but it's L-I-M as in Mary, A-N-I, mm-hmm. at PA.gov. Okay. So that's S-L-I-M-A-N-I at PA.gov. The direct dial to the barracks, 724-832-6485. The website, obviously, we're up to date on that. And anything, heck, you can call Champion Lakes. Yeah. You know what I mean? They know the deal. They know that they basically that golf course is closed. And historically, I've had one in 14 years, one bad day. The other 13 days. Talk about the nicest day of the year.
Really?
The nicest day.
I remember that rain out. I remember that. That was a tough one.
Yeah, tough one. That's why the ugly sweater came about.
Because you didn't raise normally what you would raise.
I didn't raise any money, and I had all those baskets. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do with all those baskets because I wasn't going to give them out. Mm-hmm. So I had all these baskets. I'm like, I got to do something. And then there was a Cassie Shrum who had the ugly sweater party. It was like a small little tiny thing she had.
And then that got bigger, so
yeah, bigger, right, bigger. Right. So I called her. I said, can you have it at an event center? She's like, what? She's like, it's end of September. She's like, how am I going to? I said, I have all these baskets. I said, let's throw a ripper.
And you did.
And she did. She did it. And I just got to be a part of it. Yeah. You were one of the judges for the event.
Jim Ward. Really good sweaters.
Yes. Right.
People are really into that.
100%. Yes.
It's very well organized too. Everything you do is very well organized and well thought out. And I think you really show your appreciation and are so gracious to the people that help you. You really put a lot of time and effort into that, and it shows. And that's why people keep coming back every single year. And I don't think anyone's going to let you retire. I don't think they're going to let you do it.
Well, I love it. I love the outcome of taking the kids shopping, regardless of whether I'm a trooper or whatever my next life holds. I will go and watch the shopping. I don't deserve to take them shopping, right? Because I feel like police officers should do that. I'll donate to the program. I'll always be there if they need it. I really would love for the right police officer that's dedicated to come forward and continue to work. Tristan's been great, by the way. Tristan Tappy, Trooper Tappy's been awesome. She's been a huge help. She's got an assignment in Harrisburg and she gets bounced around a lot. So I don't know. So I really would need to partner somebody with her or get a couple other people involved and let them maybe spearhead it. It's been a great run. And it almost makes me sad that I feel like the great run is almost over.
No, it's not over. It's not over.
I don't know. So, but if you're out there and you're listening, we could really use any help that you're willing to give us.
We've got to make this a self-sustaining program for sure.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
The yard signs, an easy one.
Yeah.
That's $150.
$150. Yeah. If you can't golf, just call.
Yeah.
Send a check for $150. You'll probably drop off the sign yourself. Right?
I will be dropping off the signs myself. It's hard. If I had to pull, when I'm driving around in that police car, like in like November, if I had to like throw somebody in the back because they're arrested, I'd have to be like, hey, you're going to have to put these signs on your lap, right? I know your hands are behind your back and it's just like semi-uncomfortable anyways, but you're going to have these yard signs sitting there. And while we're driving you to the Westmoreland County Jail, I got to stop at this house and stick a yard sign in real quick.
Trooper Steve Lamonti, 15 years with Shop with a Cop. Thank you for being our guest today.
I'm honored. Thank you for thinking of me. And I look forward to watching you guys do such an incredible job. And by the way, for everyone, Jen's also one of my huge donors every single year. She makes sure that she's always helping out the shopping program.
Happy to do it. Thanks for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.